My name is Mario Alberto Arrastia Avila.
Yes.
I am from Cuba.
May I ask where in Cuba you live and what sort of house or apartment that you live in?
I live in Havana,
yes,
which is the capital city of the Republic of Cuba. Cuba has a resident population of 11.2 million inhabitants. And in Havana, we are like around 2 million people. And the place where I live is a building, it's an apartment, a relatively small apartment in Havana, in the, what I could say is the west side of the city. Not far from the coast, for the north coast. From my balcony, I can see the Atlantic Ocean, like 3 kilometers away from where I live. So it's a very beautiful, place.
In your apartment, what amount of energy would you consume in a normal day?
In a normal day, on average, my consumption is below 1 kilowatt hour.
Okay.
Even though I've got a refrigerator, I've got all the appliances, well, not all the appliances, but many appliances that we all have in modern houses today, like a microwave oven, incandescent. we face now incandescent lights, but CFLs, compact fluorescent lights, those things.
A DVD player?
DVD player and a television.
Okay.
But I don't use those things very often, because most of the time, my spare time, when I'm not outside my house with my wife, I take advantage of my spare time to work on my energy programs. And my laptop is a very efficient one. I have to say that.
Uh-huh.
Only 24 watt power.
Would the consumption in your apartment with yourself and your wife and do you have children at home?
No, we don't.
Would that consumption be typical of Cubans living in Havana, a couple like yourself?
I wouldn't say so, because the average consumption for a Cuban family of four is around 160 kilowatt hour per month. That is around 20. Let's say, like 5 kilowatt hour, 5 point something kilowatt hour a day.
Okay.
On average, it is because we use natural gas for cooking instead of cooking with electricity.
Ah, yes.
We are fortunate that we are in that fraction of the Cuban population that can still use natural gas for cooking, because most of our population are cooking with electricity, and those are paying a little bit more than we are paying in my house.
So you get your cooking energy from natural gas, what is the source of that natural gas? Is Cuba rich in reserves of natural gas?
Well, I can't say that Cuba is rich. That word, I think, is not correct. I don't know what's the duration of our natural gas reserves, but I wouldn't say that we are rich like other countries,
yes,
like in the Middle East or Venezuela or other countries that have a lot of natural gas. What we do is that we mix our natural gas, and this natural gas comes out from the oil wells. When you extract the oil, then you get also natural gas as well.
Yes.
And we mix, we clean it first, and then we mix this natural gas with air. And with this mix of air and natural gas is the fuel that we use for cooking in part of Havana. Not all the population of Havana cook with this kind of a fuel. Most of the population use electricity.
So does the mixing of it with air and natural gas makes it...
And natural gas.
It makes it more efficient?
It makes it more efficient, and it lasts long. I mean, the reserves will last longer.
What other sources of energy do you have for people living in the way in which you live? What are the other sources of energy apart from natural gas? For example, where does your electricity come from?
In terms of electricity generation, I can tell you that most of our electricity is produced from fossil fuels. Around 96%, I would say, of our electricity is from natural gas, natural crude oil, fuel oil, and diesel as well.
Okay.
And the rest is from renewable energy sources, mainly from sugarcane biomass, bagasse.
Yes.
From the sugarcane industry.